Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Luke chapter 9, verses 28 and 31. That's our passage today. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, James, and John with him and went up to a mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. The context of this passage is this. Jesus had just fed 5,000 people with a young boy's lunch, and the people were ready to make him king by force. So he took the disciples away from the crowd, and he taught them privately that he would suffer and die. During that time, an amazing event occurred. We call it the Transfiguration. And the Transfiguration teaches us five things. Number one, the Transfiguration proved that Jesus was God, the deity of Jesus. For most of his time on earth, Jesus, the light of the world, kept that light contained. But for a brief moment on that mountain, Jesus released the glory of God within him. The Transfiguration drove home the truth of Jesus' suffering. You ever wonder what Jesus was speaking about with Moses and Elijah? Luke tells us that they were discussing Jesus' departure. They were talking about the cross in Jerusalem. I can't help but think part of that discussion, Moses and Elijah were giving encouragement to Jesus. Number three, the Transfiguration provided undeniable evidence for eternal life. Moses had been dead for almost 1,500 years at that point. Elijah had been taken up into heaven 900 years earlier, but there they were, alive and talking to Jesus. The Transfiguration, number four, confirmed the great sacrifice. There was no way around the cross. The Son of Man was going to suffer. Jesus left the mountain to continue on his way to Jerusalem and the cross. Number five, finally, the Transfiguration shows the humility of Jesus. For a brief time, Jesus allowed the glory of his deity to radiate through him. He spoke with Moses and Elijah, and the Father spoke from heaven. Then these great men of the Old Testament left. Jesus contained his deity in his body and continued on his way to the cross. Lord Jesus, thank you for your great humility all the way to the cross. Thank you for providing the great sacrifice for sin. Help me respond with a life of adoration and obedience to you. In your name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, you can share your request at prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.